Many people spend hours in the gym every week. Others hardly spend any time at all working out. With the arrival of January, there's one thing we can be certain of: New Year, New Me. Hundreds of thousands of people will decide to set out on a new fitness goal that will make them feel and look incredible. This usually would involve many gym visits. However, due to COVID-19, this could prove to be difficult. There are plenty of home workouts to keep you going, and whilst you're at home, you can brush up on some gym knowledge if you're new to the scene. Here we are going to take a look at a few different things you should do when you are injured whilst working out in a gym. Look after yourself. First things first, you're going to have to look after yourself before doing anything else. If you have been injured whilst working out in your local gym, then you're going to have to assess how serious your injury is. If it's a serious injury, then the best course of action is to call the ambulance service and get a professional to you as quickly as possible. The thing with gym injuries is you might not be aware of how serious it is until it's too late. This is because you have adrenaline coursing through your body from exercise. Adrenaline will mask some pain to begin with until it wears off. Take your time assessing your injury. If you aren't sure, ask for help. The gym will most likely have plenty of other members working out. When it comes to your health and well-being, don't be afraid to ask for help. There should also be a qualified first aider within the building so you can always seek their assistance as well. Think payment. Unfortunately, having an accident at the gym whilst you're trying to better yourself is going to be costly. Depending on how severe the injury is, will determine how expensive it's going to be. The legal professionals at Dallas Personal Injury Lawyers suggest if you're going to need to take time off work, then you're going to have to find a few different ways to keep your head above water. If you believe that the injury wasn't your fault or it was preventable, then you're going to have to be able to prove that it wasn't you or any form of incompetence. Instead, you'll have to build a case to show why it was the gym or the equipment's fault. What should I look for? Any gym should have signs around it with safety warnings and precautions. This is the first thing you should look for to see if they are present. If they aren't, then the gym could be liable. It's a simple mistake many gyms make, and it ends up costing them a lot of money if a lawsuit comes their way. Make sure to take photos if you believe this to be the case and ensure you've checked everywhere. You don't want to be left embarrassed if you haven't seen the posters. Look to see if the equipment is damaged in any way. If there is a crack, dent, or any kind of damage, then it's important to document it, as this could have been an issue leading to your accident. Gyms need to ensure the equipment they provide is in perfect working order. If it's not, then it could end up causing an accident. Think about when you joined the gym. Did they offer you an induction? Did they offer to show you how to use each bit of equipment? Were they able to help you with your new member needs? If they weren't, then it's worth noting this down and telling your lawyer, as it might work in your favor. The more information, the better your chance. When it comes to building a successful personal injury case, it's best to have as much information as you possibly can. Your lawyer will ask you to give them as much as you can gather, so make sure to take photos and get the information about the gym's insurance company. The most important thing to remember when you've had an accident is to make sure you are okay. Your injury and your livelihood need to be looked after. Find a way to pay your bills and continue living comfortably, even if that means getting a lawyer involved. Always take care when working out in the gym, as injuries can be serious and life-altering.